Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Controversial subjects with the facts can be tense, but we are a sub-science here to make things make sense.
Today we're talking about UFOs. There's been a lot of buzz in the air about unidentified flying objects. We're going to talk about what they likely are and what our odds are of finding extraterrestrial life in the universe.
Dun, dun, dun.
I love aliens. I'm so excited to talk about aliens.
Wait, really? I didn't know that.
Well, you didn't know that? Okay, yeah.
Like, I kind of, like, when we were, like, you were really pushing for that UFO idea, and I know it's in the news, and I just, like, in my head, I'm like, yeah, Mitch loves this. Mitch loves this. But then as I was doing research, I was like, does he? I'm like,
I don't know. I love it, but we'll save it for that part of the pod. Got a nice little lemonade going on.
It's so, so hot. Oh my God.
Let's talk
hot.
About the weather.
Yeah, let's talk about the weather on the pod as if we just saw, it's like you are an acquaintance that we saw for the first time in 6 months. We're like, oh my God, this weather.
I know.
But yeah, it is actually really hot for spring in Toronto.
Like if you're Canadian or actually if you're anyone but American, it's like 30 degrees Celsius.
And it's humid.
How do you feel about Celsius versus Fahrenheit?
What do you mean?
Which do you like?
Obviously Celsius. Are you kidding? That's the one, like, I don't like Fahrenheit. That's the American one where I'm like, I'll just get on board with Celsius.
I know. The other day I was judging myself for not knowing the conversion. And then I was like, what? There's no way Americans know the conversion.
And I'm also just annoyed that my oven has to be at like 375.
It is weird that we, yeah.
I'm like, why do I know that? And then even like miles, like my running app, is it just like.
Oh, I was like, who's kind of, Miles?
Whoa, oh my God. Miles is my, what did we learn this week?
Oh,
I'll explain there. But I just mean like I haven't switched my app. And so I just like kind of know a lot about how far I run in miles now. Finally switched it. And I'm like, I'm annoyed that I have that knowledge now. Like I shouldn't have to have that knowledge now.
You take some, you give some. What's the phrase? I don't know.
Take some and you give some. You take it and you give it.
Oh, my gosh. Let's get into this week's news.
Oh, what did we learn this week?
I'm putting on an affect. News. I don't know. I'm also, a mess.
Also, so funny. I'm like, we don't have a new segment.
Mine is. Like, sorry. Oh, okay. Mine is a really cool
okay,
news
so then
thing.
Hit me with the news and I'm going to do it. What? Let's just get into
this week's news.
Okay, go.
So this week on the news, we have an amazing third thumb that people has been developed that people can use. Let me tell you about it.
Their dick?
No. So basically, there was this research team and a tech team that have come together and developed a third thumb. So by third, it becomes a second thumb on one hand.
What?
Basically, picture you have your thumb, then you have all your fingers ending at your pinky finger.
Yeah.
The thumb is like an attachment that goes after your pinky finger.
Whoa.
And the way it works is by controlling it wirelessly through your big toes. So they're connected through the pressure on them. And they've like, basically the study was trying to analyze how quickly people could adapt to this extra thumb and if it would be useful and if their brains would change. And ultimately, they found that after a week of training, so people would use it around 5 to 6 hours a day, they could use it and they could do things that you would normally need two hands to do by using this extra thumb.
Wow.
So you could like, what did they say? They were able to have like building tower blocks, making tea all with one hand. Because you could like hold your cup with your two thumbs and then do the rest, or with your thumb.
Ew,
your
I hate it, but no, I also kind of like
really
it.
Cool videos. I'm desperate, desperate to get connected to these people and see if we can get it and try it out.
What, and make a video like having an extra thumb for a week? Boom.
Literally. That was my idea. You just stole it from me. Okay, don't edit that no out. One steal this. Edit no one out. Give it to any other science communicator. Please.
Whoa, bloodthirsty over here. I don't think that's how it works. I don't think
no,
like
it doesn't.
Other people. I mean, that'll be really funny if like someone like comes out and they're like, using a thumb for a week. Like starting on like 4 days after this.
No, I would be curious. I just thought it was so cool because the videos of people using it are really fascinating.
How do you get it?
No, it was just part of this study. I think the original person who made it was actually doing it as kind of an art thing, but then a science team and got involved to study the brain. While it was happening, they said the participants increasingly felt like it was just part of their body. At first, obviously, it was awkward. They had to learn how to use it, but eventually it just becomes second nature of like how to use an extra appendage, which is similar to how we use tools as humans.
Yeah, I love that. Like, you're considered a cyborg if you use a hammer.
Yeah. Because it just becomes, and like cars and anything you're using, even your phone, like your brain just figures out how to automatically use them.
Ew, I hate when I like type so fast, swipe out of an app, like take a photo, post it, and like do an email. I'm like, that was psycho. Like if I could look at myself from like 20 years ago doing that, it'd be like, what are you doing? Like you're actually a like weird robot. You're not talking to anyone and you're like smirking because you're sending memes to your friends. Like that's not friendship.
I was literally just thinking on my walk because I've been listening to audiobooks. And I was like, if we took a person from even 100 years ago, put these little earbuds in their ear, they would think there was a demon inside their head talking to them.
This is, okay, this kind of relates to my UFO study vibes.
Well, okay, we'll tie it together later. Robert.
Yeah, we'll tie it together later. But no, like, that is crazy.
Sometimes I'm like, it feels like, imagine someone took two little stones and put them by your ear and you heard a voice in your head. You'd be like, that's black
and
magic.
And then it told you a story.
Yeah.
And that entertained
you. You'd think you were crazy. When I'm listening, I'm like, there's literally a man in my head speaking to me
exist. And you're actually kind of going crazy because you're like making up like stories and like picturing things in your head.
It's so weird.
Ew, anyway, I don't like that all of a sudden.
No, it freaks me out. Sometimes when I'm on my walks, I'm like, why am I hearing this between my skull? Like in the middle of my head.
I really don't like that.
And because they're wireless now, it feels even weirder.
I don't, like, I have Apple AirPods, but I don't like them. Like, I do like them, obviously, because I wear them every day.
But now they feel possessed.
But I don't like that, like, sometimes I'm like, where are they? And then I'm like, oh, they're in my ears. And I actually feel more normal now with little plastic in my ears blasting Kesha or something. Like, it just, like I look for them when I'm listening to things.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it's now an appendage that's part of me. It's okay, like, wow. Part of you. I can totally use another.
The last thing I'll say on this is they found that the brain's sensory motor cortex was subtly but significantly changed on the hand that had the extra thumb. So they could tell the part of the body that was now using probably like extra neurons and extra activity to control this thumb.
Okay, into that thumb, into that thumb. Into
think of all the things you could do with an extra thumb.
Thumb, and we don't need to go there. But girl,
what's the thing dirty. Called? No, we don't need to talk about that. It was like, what's that hand gesture that dude's called?
The shocker.
Oh, the shocker. Oh, you don't even use a thumb.
You wanted to go to that, like, really got a good shocker with the extra thumb.
Two thumbs, you could do something cool.
Okay, I'm gonna go to some wholesome content now.
Okay, great.
So I just went on a nature walk with Miles Hearn, who's a naturalist from Toronto, who my mom told me about, who was super cool. His website's mileshearn.com. And if you're in Toronto, make sure you go to it and check it up weekly, or you can subscribe to his newsletter. And he just takes like incredible photos of nature all around Toronto, but also knows everything. Like, it was crazy. I just went on a nature hike where I would just go, what's that? And then he would just tell me.
So it was like a guided tour.
Well, it was me.
Not tour. I just.
Yeah, it was just him.
As though he was taking you.
So he does like TDSB classes. So he teaches and like does this. But because of COVID, like you can't get large groups together. So I like just reached out to him and was like, I would love to know more. And I'll put like an Instagram story. Mm-hmm. So he just like walked around with me and my friend Allie for 2 hours. And we asked him questions. And because we've been like getting into birding and like wanting to be a nat. Like, I'm just thinking even about ASAP Science. I'm like, well, this ends. I just want to like, is that his job? I want that job.
Yeah, that's a cool job.
Yeah. So then I was just like, whatever. I'm just gathering information.
Do you think ever? I wondered that. Like, not that.
He was like, when we said bye, we were like, okay, bye. He's like, okay, great. I'm just going to go back in and take more photos. Like, aww. He didn't seem bored. It was beautiful.
Nature is unendingly interesting.
Yeah. And it was beautiful knowledge base. And I honestly was just inspired. And I was like, I want someone to point at things and me to tell you exactly what they are, where they came from. Everything's invasive. And
all the plants, you mean?
Not all of them, but it was just really interesting. It's like, oh yeah, I came from Europe on someone's shoe and now it has taken over.
Oh my gosh.
It's garlic mustard, or I always said it wrong.
So garlic mustard.
I actually think it's mustard garlic, because like whatever I'd always say, he'd be like, no, let's flip the word.
Oh.
pick it, like have a salad. Like we should all be picking this. Anyways, so what was exciting is I hadn't seen Orioles yet, Baltimore Orioles, the bird. And so we saw them today and he was able to just hear them and be like, they're over there. So like it was a lot easier to see, because we're usually just like scrambling trying to find birds, and he's just like, that's an oriole, follows it, boom, there.
That's what you need to learn. I've always thought, like, I'd be so impressed if you knew the calls.
So I can't really do it like perfectly for you right now, but one thing about what did I learn this week? This. So orioles have this very clear singular sound, whereas like red-winged blackbirds, which were everywhere, they do like a double of the similar sound.
Okay.
So while out in the soundscape, I started to be like, oh my God, okay. So like, and he also said red-winged blackbirds have a very big vocabulary, and it's true, because like they do the, like, but then they also, there's this like double like clean like me me like that was not it. It was like hey, oh my God, again, it's like hey, I don't know, but the single of that is the oriole, and like when you're out there and it gets pointed out, it's pretty beautiful.
You can,
like, there
notice
it.
Yeah, it's so much harder to replicate a bird.
Yeah, so they're just like so orange and cool, and they lived in South America. They come back when the fruiting trees start to flower. That's like how you know it's around that time. They love oranges. So if you put an orange outside, if you live in more rural area or like a suburb, he just puts an orange on a piece of wood with a nail, and then like by the end of the day the orange is gone, because they just like devour them. They love fruit. Aww. And insects. They're so beautiful. And yeah, that was pretty much it. I just was so happy to see an oriole, and they're that's in Toronto sweet. Right now, and they're really, really cool, and their sound is like really beautiful. And he was just like, isn't that one of the most beautiful sounds? And I was like, okay, well, I want to be what you are.
I just realized in this moment that I started taking an entomology course online, maybe made it a third, completely forgot.
Oh my God. Right? Well, I didn't know that.
It was a little secret. No, it was just like one of those.
It was so secret. You forgot.
It was so secretive. Coursera. Yeah. It was one of those. It was good, but I just am in this moment like, oh crap, I totally forgot about that.
No, what he said was that birds are so amazing to look at now in the spring. And sadly, birds don't really sing after the month of, like, in about a month.
What?
Okay.
Because they're all mating right now.
Yeah, I was like, me and Allie were like, wait, what? So like, we were like, are we dumb? We didn't know that. So predominantly, birds sing in the spring. Mm. And then in the summer, they're more silent. And he's like, in the summer, it's a really great time to fall in love with insects.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to time it out. I'll get back on my course this weekend.
But yeah, that's what I learned. And yeah, go to mileshearn.com to learn more. And I'll be talking more about this, because I gathered a lot.
Yeah, it's amazing. I want to go.
Yeah, we'll go again. He was so great. He was so cool.
Okay, well, let's take a little break. And then we're going to talk about some extraterrestrial life and UFOs.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is sponsored by Squarespace. Yes, we're about to talk about websites for yourself, for your business. Squarespace empowers millions of dreamers, makers, and doers by providing them with the tools they need to bring their creative ideas to life. An all-in-one platform where you can build a website, claim a domain, market a brand, and even sell unlimited products online with no transaction fees, by the way. Our website, as I've said many times, has been with Squarespace for years, like 5 or 6 years at this point. So this is truly an authentic endorsement. It's so easy to use and customize the look and feel, settings, products, and more with just a few clicks. You can use a template and start to just drag and drop stuff to make it look all pretty, but it's also optimized to look good on any device, whether that's mobile or desktop or tablet or whatever. When you create a website with Squarespace, you get free unlimited hosting, top-of-the-line security, and dependable resources to help you succeed. Not to mention their 24/7 award-winning customer support. Yes, I said award-winning. Just head to squarespace.com/sidenote for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code sidenote to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/sidenote. You checking out our sponsors always helps the show.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever feel like everything should be fun, but it's not? Or do you ever have goals that you want to meet, but it feels impossible to reach them? BetterHelp will assess your personal needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist that you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. So recently, I have been really wanting to be in nature more, just feeling like that's the right thing to do to cope with this pandemic. And it's through therapy that I kind of got up the courage to reach out to Miles, who I talked about earlier on in the episode, to go on a nature hike. So therapy is so beneficial. The counseling is done securely online and is available worldwide. Not only can you schedule weekly video or phone sessions, skipping the long commute energy and waiting room energy of in-person therapy, but you can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor and get timely, thoughtful responses. BetterHelp lets you change counselors at any time, so you'll always get a great therapeutic match, and it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling with financial aid available. Just go to betterhelp.com/sidenote to get 10% off of your first month and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of experienced professionals. Again, that's betterhelp.com/sidenote for 10% off your first month.
Study time.
Unidentified flying objects, also known in the U.S. as unidentified aerial phenomena.
Yeah, I didn't know that until looking into this. I know.
What?
That's weird. I feel that deep down, I'm a conspiracy theorist. And so this is right up my alley.
That's so funny because deep down I'm critical of everything, and all I brought is like all the reasons why like UFOs are just like, you know,
okay,
like
I'm not okay. Actually a conspiracy theorist, but what I enjoy, I just find things, it's just fun to learn about stuff. I like don't really believe in ghosts, but I am always scared of them. Anytime I'm in the dark in my basement, I'm like, okay, there's a ghost watching me. So I just have this weird attachment and connection, and like, I don't believe in psychics, but like I've gone to a few just cause I think it's fascinating.
No, I think that's good. Like I want to believe, I would love to be like aliens came and UFOs, but then I'm just like reading all these scientists being like, it's probably the lightning above clouds. You know what I mean? Or just like, it's like, oh.
Okay. Well, here's this. Let's talk about what prompted this episode in the first place.
Okay. Just you to explain context, that. Cause again, I can tell the excitement in that voice.
Well, okay. So the reason this has gotten so much attention lately is because there was a leaked video from the US Navy that showed this UFO, unidentified flying object. Why can't I say that? Unidentified
aerial phenomenon, if yes. You want to be exact.
It was in San Diego in 2019.
It's always in San Diego.
Well, I think that it's off of an army base or something like that. So they were, it's been confirmed by the Pentagon. Even Obama talked about it, addressed it in an interview being like, yeah, it's real. That stuff happens. We don't know what it is necessarily. He's not saying it's aliens. Yeah, he's not saying
anything
about it.
That's the big jump. The aliens.
Sure. But not everyone's saying aliens, but it's something interesting.
Yeah.
It's acknowledging that there is like high level footage of these things that have been tracked and categorized.
You know what I never thought of?
What?
It's like they're admitting that there's unidentified seemingly flying object, right? Like, it's like, that is so interesting because like when you say that out loud, you're like, okay, could
like,
be a drone,
obviously,
like that's an unidentified, but when we're all taught that it UFO is an alien. Like, we're synonymous, taught the correlation. Yeah. So it was weirdly, when I was sitting down to study this, I was like, oh my God, that was like the biggest takeaway for me.
Was that
like,
it's just, oh wait, it's just they don't know what it is.
Yeah, and then you start to read all the studies and all these institutions, and you're like, of course it's important to figure out when there's unidentified flying objects anywhere.
Oh yeah.
But it's the jump to aliens that I realized was something that was so ingrained
people
in
me. People get excited. I think that's why they use unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Because it helps you be like, the words like here.
The other word's been so associated in culture with aliens. The only other thing I'll say, the videos are really cool. You can find them online. There's like a couple that just came out, but there's a handful that have been leaked and then confirmed that the government was like, these are legitimate videos. They're not faked. Those phenomena were caught on camera. And then, but they're often not allowed to say anything because it's like, they can just confirm it's real. CBS had also just had a 60-minute segment where they interviewed three former U.S. Navy
60
pilots.
Minute or on CBS is 60 minutes, probably that.
It's, oh, I thought like that's what I meant.
Yeah, no, it's just funny when you're like a 60-minute, like you're sorry, very specific,
meant,
like a 59,
like, quote-unquote 60 53 minutes.
53 minutes segment. With commercials, but you're like, no, yeah, I can picture 60
minutes. I meant the TV show. So these pilots were interviewed and they claimed to have seen these phenomenon firsthand.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's lots of speculation. This happened like in the last week, and what people are excited about.
Do a video on that.
I want to really badly. It's okay, like, girl, I don't have time for all these.
Thumb in that.
So Congress is expected to be receiving a sweeping unclassified report on UAPs sometime next month.
So this is all people so think it's American all and weird.
Well, it was weirdly part of the coronavirus package. Like, it's like part of that deal was that they had to be like briefed. It doesn't mean the public will know, but it's that.
You know what? We're like through the Trump years where it was like America was like clearly on fire. Now we're back to classic America being like, just wait a month and we'll give you the most intense information. That the Pentagon, remember that? The Pentagon that knows, is going to unveil. And let me guess, there's going to be an army base in Nevada. And you're just like, oh, okay, we're back to like classic America.
It's fine. But who knows, Greg? It might be aliens.
Yeah,
okay?
No, we're on different. You're allowed to argue with me on this.
It's fun
I'm just, like,
to fantasize. There are lots of thoughts of it just being, you know, drones, all these things, like, but the bigger conversation is national security. What if it is other countries with technology that are spying on America?
Yeah, national security if you're American. Again, we're Canadian.
Yeah, but like, there are other countries that see these kinds of things.
Yeah, like, true.
It's not just America.
I know. I didn't realize Europe was so into this. This seemed like a very American thing. Then I find out Europe's very into this.
Even in Japan, they get sightings of UFOs everywhere, girl.
Okay, I thought it does. So, it has American energy.
So clearly, you're a skeptic.
I am very much a skeptic. Okay, wait. I want to talk about. I got a little bit of juice. I got a little bit of juice.
Some alien juice.
It's a little bit skeptical, actually. Now I think about it, but it's like so. $22 million was spent on this thing called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, and it ended in 2012. But it was really hard to find information about that program because of a variety of reasons. One being like it's a lot of money that like it doesn't necessarily lead to anything. So I think a lot of taxpayers might have been like, wait, what? Like, couldn't you like give us food stamps? I don't know. We're like starving in America. So there was a bit of that vibe. But then it came out that that program existed and that really led to a lot of like conspiracy vibes. Like, oh, they didn't tell us.
Right.
But they were looking. What did they know? But really, it was like boring bureaucracy where they're like, this is actually a pretty like this program's a lot of money and they're not So I just thought that was kind of interesting because you're like, oh, it's like what does the government know? Like there's a lot of that energy of like,
yeah,
oh wait, you have an advanced aerospace threat identification program and you didn't tell us why. But really, like, the answer is like, yeah,
I think on the grand scale, conspiracies in general, especially when they're poised to be that many people engaged, like when people think that climate change is a conspiracy or even that coronavirus, like, and all these scientists all over the world are somehow in on this one conspiracy, it's just so unreasonable that many people could be involved in something. There's actually, I don't know if it has a name, but there's formulas and calculations to show how unlikely it is once you get even 100 people involved on one secret and how hard it is to keep that secret.
Also, I'm like, have you watched Veep? Like, the government's a mess. Like, I honestly think that, like, if you could go and watch the government, they're all stressed, pulling their hair out, being like, is that what we do? Like, it's interesting because conspiracy theory people, there's a, like, there's an interesting, hear me out on this, lack of trust.
They're coming for you, girl.
No, I know they are.
They're coming right now.
Okay, there's a lack of trust in the government. It feels as the energy of people who believe in conspiracy theories. But then at the same time, you're like thinking that the government is so organized that they're like doing.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, no, like it's actually like you should stick to the lack of faith in the government because it's a mess.
Go into government and you'll probably realize that it's just not possible.
There's no way that they can all be working together on this thing.
I mean,
that you're like the one person who knows about. Like, there's no way.
Right. Why would you know when no one, not that no one does. Okay. I would say the reason people start to self-affirm and have that cognitive bias is because every now and then in history, there have been moments where the government has revealed, different governments around the world reveal that they were hiding something
or
companies for profit were doing things out of malice because it made them more money.
Oh, that
right?
for sure happened.
And so I think that makes people less trustworthy in general because they have that bias to say, oh, it's happened before. So it's not like it's impossible for these things to be kept hidden.
Also, I love that it's like, so you think aliens came and then we're just like peace out on that mess. Like, is it like, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't they just were like, they came in like beep, boop, beep, 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 and then like left.
But
I mean, that's
knows?
A fun thing to believe.
I mean, Carl Sagan has a really interesting,
you like love the UFO in this moment. I'm like,
well, I mean, Carl Sagan is like one of the most respected, loved science of all time. What did he say? Why don't you?
Aren't real.
No, he was talking about fourth dimensional beings and how they. He talks about what they would even seem to us in the same way that a two dimensional being we could not comprehend.
Yeah.
What they? Sorry, a two dimensional being could not comprehend 3D space, and so if there are four dimensional beings,
see, exactly. So then it wouldn't show, but it wouldn't show up on a screen as a little beep beep beep.
No, I know.
That's
but
not how that works.
Yeah,
either.
He's not saying.
Yeah. No, but that's
interesting. He's just playing a thought experiment of like, even if they existed, there may be a world, and maybe these apparitions or maybe these things that we're seeing are representations of something that we just can't
or they're
understand.
Like there's such a difference in the laws of nature and the laws of physics there that like we can't even see them or something like that.
Yeah,
that's a fun thought game. Mm-hmm. I love a thought game.
I
the universe is huge.
Keen to talk about my thing, but maybe what's yours about?
Okay, so maybe like you want to go critical first.
Yeah, mine's not uncritical.
Okay, but I'll just get mine out of the way.
Okay.
So it's like essentially a lot of scientists like Sarah Seegers and astrophysicists at MIT. It's like what people sometimes don't get about science is that we have phenomena that remains unexplained. Like that is just like something that when you really get into the understanding of astrophysics, which I can only understand through like genius Katie Mack books and like, you know, different like podcasts about physics. It's like when you start to get there, you really are toying with these ideas of phenomenon that we don't yet understand. Mm-hmm. And like we saw that with muons recently. It's like, okay, whoa, now you've thrown a wrench in everything.
I thought you said Mulan. We saw that with Mulan.
We saw that with the new live action Mulan.
Let's get down.
Absolutely incredible. No.
Did you watch that?
No, I heard it wasn't amazing, so I didn't watch it.
I would watch it though.
It was like $30 and I was like, I ain't giving Disney that money.
But it's like
I already give Disney enough of my money through like what? Like anything I buy probably leads back to Disney.
I actually have this really secret way called streaming where you can just watch absolutely anything.
Actually, I'm about to download Paddington 2. So, don't come get me, Trudeau. Sorry. what was I saying?
Oh, shit.
We side noted. Oh, no. It was like, I love your face. You're like, don't look at me.
Yeah, it's like, you think I have the memory capacity to know?
Sorry, it was like, when you understand astrophysics, and I'm not saying this as me, because I like don't understand.
Yeah.
But when I like sort of get grasps through these really intelligent people, and this is a really intelligent person saying, there is phenomena we don't understand, and you get used to living in a world, and you don't extrapolate to like, aliens so quickly. She was just trying to like, it was just like very I enjoyed reading what she had to say because it was kind of like, okay, cool, that makes sense to me. But what she was saying, and Space Gal also talked about this, was that sprites are these lightning bolts above clouds that like
sprites is also what you call those cute little like 2D pixelated gifs. Isn't that what a sprite is?
I'm like, girl, the fountain drink when you go to the movies.
I want to look up what a sprite. I thought it was like a spirit and also
You mean like when you're... Wait, I'm actually...
What? Keep talking. I'm looking this up.
I love how you...
Oh, sorry. A type of legendary creature, including elves, fairies, and pixies.
Oh my God, cool. Because I was like, he just Googled Sprite and a bunch of photos of Sprite of came up, drink. Like the drink. And I was like, good luck, bud. But no, you found
Sprite,
it.
Sprite, computer graphics, a smaller bitmap composite onto another by hardware. Oh, is that what I meant? I
don't know. Go with it. That sounded like what you meant. Anyway. That sounded like what you meant.
Okay, so a Sprite is what in the context of
it's like lightning above clouds, which like in many like cases... can like show up on radars and look really weird and like
they want to be like, oh, I saw a Sprite.
High altitude balloons, which were used, like Google was using those trying to get internet to everyone, where they're like, we're trying to get internet for everyone so that we help the world. It's like, girl, you just want more money. Venus sometimes is like so bright in weird ways that like a lot of fighter pilots like think it's something.
I missed the premise of this. These are just possibilities for different things that people are seeing and thinking UFO.
It's like the unexplained phenomenon. This is a bit of the explanation.
Okay.
And then there's also...
Doesn't sound so unexplained.
Okay. So then there's this program that I was like reading through their studies, and they had all of these UFO sightings. It's so crazy saying that, because like I just assume aliens, but we're not talking aliens. Okay. We're talking unidentified flying objects that then they were able to chalk up to like a high altitude balloon, for example, or involving stars,
right.
Aircrafts, in some cases like spy planes is like what they thought. I'm like, well, that seems like another version of a conspiracy theory, but I don't know. And then in the end, 701 were still unexplained. So this program was still, there's still just times where they're like, we don't know what this is. But now they're like, there's so much more use of like commercial drones and like, there's just so many ways that this can be challenging. But I'm not trying to just like shit on this fully. I'm just like trying to bring in some of that scientific critical thought about like, aliens, like, were they here? I don't know.
I think there's a lot of people, there's like a mix of people. There's the people on the extreme side of things who just think that it's all aliens and that we're constantly being watched and the government's fully aware and all that. But I think there's probably...
I love that, though.
There's probably lots of people who are also more reasonable and go, yeah, I bet almost the vast majority of those things are explainable things if we could have better resolution video or more.
It's more fun. Like, this is the part of me that I hate. I'm like, it's so much more fun to just be like, yeah, like, aliens visited and like that was cool. And like, I just think in general in life, like, even like believing things, like I'm just like doing like this like weird interesting course thing, and part of it is just that it's like some people just like believe in like these crazy things, but at least it's like something.
Isn't that like the premise of humanity? It's just like to believe in like crazy things, like a higher power, like all, like
humans, yeah, but then humans it's have like a natural tendency towards. Is like a really it's like science challenges that in so many ways, like it does like the whole way that my worldview has been like built. But then I'm like, of course it's not all science, because here we are, like, these are all like science vibe people on the military. We know so many people who believe in science who are fully religious and believe like in heaven and hell,
and it's we
like,
must say, and this hell. Will tie to my research, a lot of scientists would say there's an extremely high probability that life exists in this universe, possibly and probably intelligent life. Whether or not it's here is a way bigger question.
Yeah,
but I think that's what's interesting is when we talk about the science and the probability of it. There's lots of legitimate scientists that would say, "Oh yeah, there's like probably intelligent life in this universe."
Okay, well, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's true. So it's like,
do that, because I'm like, I do believe in alien life. I just don't believe that they came here and went beep, beep, boop on a little map and then flew away.
So that's not what anyone's saying in what I'm about to talk about, but that's not to say that that's not
the case. So you're talking about what?
I know why I'm like so scared of the UFO crowd like coming after us. And I was like, but I'm not saying it's not real.
Yeah, you know something? I don't. Like, I'm like, wait, is that something we have to worry about?
I don't think so. I'm just joking.
I really hope not.
No, I think... it's unsettled. Like, I think this is, to me, something like climate change has a clear body of evidence, and this remains in the realm of like mostly not enough evidence. So to me, it's kind of fun to play around in it, because there are some cases that clearly are balloons and whatever. There are some places that remain unknown, and it's not so easy to be
Mitch, for sure. You have to make a video on this, because that's so cool.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating,
and it leads into an interesting theory about like what science even is.
Before I say this, I would, there's a YouTube channel I was going to bring up, because it reminded me of what you were talking about. What he does is he takes these videos and explains them And it helps you understand why things look a certain way from a physics perspective.
Yeah.
And he doesn't explain all of them. Sometimes he's like, the resolution's just not good enough. It's hard for
yeah,
me to know.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But there and are times when he's like, on an infrared camera, every object has a glow like this. And then he like uses physics and he'll show you diagrams to be like, in this particular video, it bobbles and it goes into the water. But he's like explaining why he thinks it's going behind the horizon based on the way the light's traveling.
Okay, wow, that's
it's like
cool.
So cool. And then there's another one where it looks like the UFOs are flying so fast over water. And he's
like, that's a mosquito really close.
No, he explains like it's an illusion. It's like if a hanging ball is here and you're a camera moving around it this way, it's actually not moving, but the whole background is shifting.
Yeah.
So it makes it, there's just all these ways that things look one way from a perspective, but are completely different from a different perspective.
Mitch, you have to do this video. That's all so interesting.
So what's going to spook you now is something called the Fermi Paradox. Oh, have you heard of her?
I've heard of her. Okay. I've heard of her, but keep going.
Enrico Fermi.
Enrico Fermi, you want the pasta?
So basically, I'm going to like mostly look at my notes because I'm just like, I don't want to mess this up. It's not that complicated. But ultimately, it's that, you know, there's a pretty high estimated probability for the chance of extraterrestrial civilization.
Yeah, okay.
Because the universe is so vast. And
it's growing, expanding.
So, but the paradox is we have such a lack of evidence. So even though theoretically we think, okay, so there's something called the Drake equation, which estimates in the Milky Way, there should be around at like 1,000 to 100 million civilizations.
What?
This is like the Drake equation has been used by both proponents and anti-proponents. What's the word? Anti.
Not the proponents.
The opposites who want to prove that there's alien life.
Whether curious who Drake is because we here in Toronto.
I think he's
really
very famous.
Okay, so it's not like headlines.
Anyway, so the basic premise is, okay, there's billions of stars in the Milky Way. So high probability that some of these stars have Earth-like planets. Are the same distance from suns, could sustain life in the same way that Earth has and could have started, like could have developed long before Earth. And so all these factors start to come together. It's like, should Earth have already been visited by extraterrestrial civilizations or at least their probes? Because Earth is like, maybe not the first one. If there's literally billions of other opportunities for this to have happened.
Okay,
and so
wow.
Based on that paradox, there's a lot of theories around, okay, if we think it's actually pretty likely that there's other intelligent life.
Well, we can't count out that that's not a UFO, that's an alien.
Right. And we start to ask like, okay, well, why haven't we more explicitly got evidence? Yes, we have videos that people catch of UFOs, but there's no official like, we've put out signs where we have giant satellites that try and capture like,
you mean in general, why have we not?
Yeah. It's not
just them visiting us on an infrared thing. You mean like,
yeah,
in
it's
all
like,
of science.
Like humans have looked into the universe and tried to find,
but not
evidence.
For that long. Oh, like, but you mean the new telescopes and how incredible.
Yeah. Telescopes and just like using, listening to the, like, there's that one moment that's captured in history where they heard like a loud noise,
but it's
remember?
So,
and they're like,
the universe is so
but they're saying billions of possibilities.
But that still doesn't, for me, feel like that many in the universe. That is so big.
But we're talking about the Milky Way right now.
Oh, girl, we are just in a
just
galaxy.
Milky Way. So that's just one freaking galaxy.
And that is a dense galaxy. And when I look at the stars and I'm like, that's all stars?
I know.
Are you kidding
truly,
me?
It's
okay.
Milk.
Wait, I need to say something personal. Okay. We were anxious before this podcast.
Yeah.
Does this not make you be like, why the hell was I anxious about the things I was anxious about, which were so mundane? Because to me it does, sorry.
Like it does, but then sometimes it doesn't.
But I'm talking about that scenario where it's kind of like we had like a weird like work thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like how the hell can you
thinking
care?
About aliens, yeah.
Or no, not aliens. Or thinking just no, the, thinking the about grandeur. The fact that the freaking Milky Way galaxy is that big. Like your problems don't matter,
right? But they do to me, girl.
I know, but okay, then
we've
think about
this.
Think about,
I'm
okay,
the main
like,
character.
I'm not trying to, I don't want to get too personal, but think about like what the issue was, right? The issue, let's just like make up a scenario. Let's say it's like
We ran out of lemons.
Okay, well, then make lemonade, hon. Like, we've already had that metaphor. I'm kidding. So
not when you run out of lemons. Oh, yeah.
It's actually when you run out of lemons, make lemonade. It's like, I actually can't. That's a horrible metaphor. Sorry. Okay, sorry. Like, let's just say you lost $5,000 randomly. Like, some glitch happens in Visa and the bank. They're like, we don't know where it went. Like, that's pretty devastating.
Mm-hmm.
Then, for me, it's like, okay. But then I look at that scale and I go like, what's money?
But
I go, I'm only alive for this long. What I'm just like, I just need to like enjoy. I'm just breathing right now, like, because that's all that matters, because we're all gonna die. And like, money is like, money as a concept, when you zoom that far out, like, isn't a thing.
Yeah, but it's still a thing here. Like, you can zoom out, no, but it's so, still
okay. I thought you were just gonna be like, yeah, but it's like, okay, maybe.
No,
I'm like,
I agree, money is a weird one.
But like, I'm telling you, like, that is so helpful for me, and I'm not, I don't know why I'm forcing this on.
It actually freaks me out more than it helps.
Okay, yeah,
because I don't think there's some ultimate universal purpose and galactic experience that I should be having, and that I'm part of like some bigger purpose. And so, yes, zooming out, I often do go, yeah, like, there, I don't actually think there's a reason. And I think it's just a bunch of random chance that I'm just like a tiny speck in all of this and my problems don't matter. But then I immediately come back and go, but I'm here. So it's not that they matter more, but it's like either it's unavoidable. I'm living this existence. Yes, I can imagine how great it is and how big it is and all those things. And yes, in the grand scheme of the universe, my problems don't matter. But that's like saying, you know, my heart's just one small part of my body, but if it stops working, it's dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's still, yeah, it's still, but then has its own autonomy. Yeah,
no, that's fair. That's like,
I don't
like,
think
that's
my
fair.
Body and my life has a specific purpose to the universe, but I still think it has one to me.
Yeah. No, I get that. Like, you have a strong way of making that not be the thing it does for me,
but
which is fine. And I'm like,
when I look at stars, it does help me get to that place sometimes to go, you know what? Nothing's that big a deal. There are things that are big deals.
This is so funny. I'm watching you spiral.
No, because I don't want to diminish. There are a lot of people who have a lot of suffering in this world.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I don't think that you can just tell someone to look at the stars.
No, I
most of our problems you can do.
Yeah. I think what I'm saying is, okay. Well, a lot just happened, but you're right. So what I'm saying is like, I think that does that thing for me. And I think sometimes I say, guys, like I love learning science. Like, one of the reasons I fell in love with science was in grade 10, when we just kept turning a page and it kept zooming out. And I was like, oh my God, we're explaining why we're here. Like, that's the coolest thing I've ever learned in my life. So like, and then I extrapolate that to my personal anxieties while I'm alive. And I force it on people, sort of. I go like, but look, we zoom out. Now what you just taught me is like, I shouldn't just force that on people. It literally doesn't work for some people. Like, that's just something I can just hold close to me and be like, that's a cool thing.
And you're ultimately still finding a purpose from that. You're going, the universe is so great. And my suffering right now is not that significant, but I should appreciate the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
And that becomes your focus, which is, I think it's still a good, useful
tool.
Yeah,
and I think that's why I like love science. It's like, honestly, kind of like spiritual for me in a way. So I'm just gonna be like, okay, Greg, hold that dear. I don't need to be like, you don't do that. Like, this is like a weird thing.
Yeah, I think it gives some people existential dread.
Yeah,
actually.
And it does for me too. And I'm talking only when we're freaking out about issues. And then it was interesting for you to say, like, some people in this world, like, maybe believing in UFOs as aliens is like helping them, because it's a hard life to live, and like believing in something more might be helpful. And for me, you're right. I think I have trivial problems, and so it's very easy to look at the stars.
We mostly have trivial problems in our life.
You can't look at the stars and relax if you have like serious
issues. If your basic needs aren't met.
Yeah.
There are lots of people in this world
happening
who are
so many humans.
Exactly. But I do agree, for people like us and probably many who are listening to the podcast or watching it, that it can be a useful tool when you're stressing out about something that clearly
you
know.
Run outside,
you know,
and
in a year
stare
won't matter.
At the sun. I'm kidding.
The best star of all.
You stare at the sun and you stare at the star and you burn your dang retinas until you feel something.
Let me finish my Fermi paradox bit. Okay. So basically, some of the theories as to why we haven't heard from aliens, even though they are likely, is that... intelligent alien species just haven't developed advanced technologies, right?
Yeah,
like there's
like
lots of
we're intelligent and we haven't gone that far into space,
right? But we haven't been around that long.
Yeah,
you know, in the scheme of the universe, in the time that it's like, oh, well, wow, there's lots of other chances for other ones.
I'm like, we've been around a long time. But like, no, you're right. You're
that
right, right.
Colonization is not the cosmic norm.
Whoa.
That like,
I love that.
Isn't that interesting?
We're such fucking colonizers.
But maybe we won't be able to be. Like,
no,
maybe no one really ever gets to that.
Sorry,
point.
But like, we would. I'm that part of skeptic. Like, when everyone's just like praising Elon Musk, I'm like, come on, have some critical thinking skills, people. Oh, you think that guy's getting to Mars?
What other ones? There's lots of theories. So another one is that it's the nature of intelligent life to destroy itself, and so as a result, any intelligent life ends up collapsing, or we haven't properly listened. But there's
These are all so funny and intense.
There's
like
there's
every single one is blowing
massive Wikipedia page.
And the best part is we haven't properly listened.
No. The scariest one.
Oh, okay.
So this is when I know I'm kind of conspiratorial because it's always like the scary ones that hook me in. I'm like, this is like hooked me in. Basically, it's that communication is dangerous and alien species,
true,
if they're out there, know this and are like, if we communicate and there's a shitty alien species out there, they're coming to kill
this
us.
This is so Hollywood. This is so funny. I mean, so, it's not wrong.
Well, think about it. When different civilizations on Earth met for the first time, did not end well. Did not go well. They fight. They war. They steal.
Your hands right now. He's literally going in my face. Like, literally, like, get out my face. I mean, it's true. Like, I'm not denying that those are
there's
truthful.
I forget the name of the theory, but there's a specific one that there are types of alien species, like the likelihood in the versions of species is that there are the ones that would focus on extermination, because if you let another life form get significantly intelligent enough, you risk your own safety in the universe.
Yeah.
And so
I love that we're sending out those like stupid probes of like, let's send a Mozart song, and like,
oh,
some
no,
aliens like, well, we ain't responding to that fucking Mozart,
yeah,
tune,
and they're like, whenever the bad aliens find it, they're fucked.
Imagine they're so intelligent that it hits their ears and they go, Mozart, born it, like they're just like, no Mozart, and then they're just like, we ain't going there.
Oh my god.
Or they take a little gander through their really good telescope and they look and they're like, oh, they're burning themselves out with climate change, so okay, yeah, that's normal. They put it back and they're just like, they're gonna do the kill themselves, too intelligent to kill themselves room, we're just gonna,
yeah,
chill,
exactly,
over here.
Like, they may be just watching us and being like, they'll take care,
yeah,
of themselves.
And it's so funny to think like, oh, the alien came in a UFO to watch us. I'm like, girl, if it got to you in a UFO, it definitely had a telescope good enough to just look from further away.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it didn't show up and go like with its like weak, measly eyes. I'm like, if that boy figured out how to get here.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing. So I find the UFOs are so fascinating, but especially as we've had way better phones on everyone now, and we don't really get great footage of UFOs. We haven't had one solid, like, yes, I won't say there's not any solid events that have, like, there are events where there's been multiple lights in the sky and multiple people capture it, and everyone's like, is it flares? Is it what? We don't really know. But you think through all this time that we've had cameras, and now through all this time that we've all had cell phones, someone would have caught a video or a crashed probe or UFO that we just would have been like,
okay,
that's nuts.
I have a question. What? And you would know this more than, like, no, your what was so intense.
What?
Like that. No, and you know, but isn't that kind of like, aren't there like full like shows, and aren't there like full TikToks that are like, wah, 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 and then they just go like, this person caught this on this cell phone, and then they have like a doctored image of UFOs, like, are
but
people
I'm
not
they're
out
all
there
low quality always?
Yeah, but are people not out there almost like saying that, and people who love the UFO alien things actually think that's happening en masse, or is that something I've made up in my head?
No, I think you're right. I think, like, there's subsets.
I feel like
of
on my TikTok, like, when it was learning about me, I would like sometimes get like, like,
right,
and it'd be like, UFO that no one wants you to know captured on this 12-year-old girl's iPhone. And I'd like went by it, and then it was like, oh, you're gay. And then it like sent me like other
things. Oh, realized that.
It's like, oh, you like squirrels and birds. Yeah, you know what I mean? Not UFOs.
I think that there are some people who get deep into this and think and fall into the conspiracy side of things. And there are shows that prey on that. There are entire shows about UFOs and
are
aliens.
Are there shows like, I mean,
100%. There's,
like,
shows
are
where
they
take
Discovery Channel.
They are. And History Channel. And there's shows
those
that
channels are weird.
They take, so many of those channels are like, it actually seems problematic.
Yeah, and no, and like even like I guess we should do we need to do an episode on Shark Week.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, you know what? Okay, I'm writing that down. Because I'm like, there's just like, those channels are so interesting.
Yeah,
it's like,
we should, we would have probably to freak exist out.
In science world, and I never watch them. But then I'm like, that's like so, that controls such a narrative of what mm-hmm. science is. And I'm like, are they like conspiracy theorists?
Well, I think they that pulls in a lot of people.
That's crazy.
There are definitely programs that just highlight individuals who say they've been abducted. And there's
Yeah.
And then there's programs that go, let's look at ancient art that has UFOs featured in it. I mean, like, that shit hooks me in. I'm like, why does that Egyptian painting...
Whoa, wait, I immediately am like, I want Discovery. I love that one.
Greg, there's literally, like, Egyptian paintings,
I can't.
And there's UFOs in the sky.
Okay, I can't believe... Okay, first of all, I just want to say, you become so funny and gay when you talk about it. And I just Greg. And it's like, I did not know this is the type of passion that you had. Second of all, I'm like, I'm hooked immediately. Should have led with that one, Mitchell.
Well,
I'm kidding.
I don't know if they're verified because these shows just want to hook you.
No, I know.
And all that's the experts, insane. You're like, you are not an expert.
And I just like cannot believe that Discovery Channel is our peer in a weird way.
I don't know which. I know History Channel does it a lot, and it's weird that History Channel.
Shouldn't be allowed to be called History Channel.
No, it shouldn't. It's an awful channel. They just make the worst content.
Oh my god!
Let's come for History Channel.
Discovery kind of goes
that way. But so what I'm saying, I'm the perfect example of this. I've heard about these things, watched a bunch of shows about them, not too deeply involved, and I'm like, it's such a cool idea that it's really compelling and it grasps me or grabs me, but I don't know the evidence. I'm like, okay, like I actually don't know. I don't remember what Egyptian painting. I just remember one time there was like people, there was like probably an entire program trying to convince you that aliens made the pyramids.
Also, now I'm thinking about teaching and I'm like, like at a certain point, like these kids do not listen to you about science. Like I do remember when I was teaching, I would just be like, yeah, for sure we could live on Mars. This is what the colonies would look like. And they'd be like, really? And I'd be like, I would just like, you'd exaggerate. Yeah. Like, I could see myself panicking with those like really problematic kids and be like, okay, fine. Aliens. And then just like trying to like figure out how you like work, like big, you know what I mean? This pyramid thing. And then you bring it in and then you actually teach them real science, kind of like an ASAP science episode. Yeah. It's like, but there's just something funny there where I'm like, who knows along the way? You could have also had like a really vibey teacher who you really liked,
who was trying to play with those ideas
to teach you other things. Because if they didn't do that, you would just like honestly like pick your nose and like play with your eraser or something.
That's true.
And not listen.
And it's just so much more compelling in a way that I'm not saying is good. It's so much more compelling to have a narrative about another ancient alien species that keeps an eye on humans.
Doi.
And there's these subtle clues throughout history that we can find, as opposed to talking about just like aberrations and illusions and phenomenons, which can be really interesting, but on the whole it's like very technical and the answer is so unfulfilling.
So like this is what I mean, like I'm like, I genuinely want to believe and I genuinely don't, you know what I mean? It's like,
so you don't believe there's what?
I don't believe that any UFO sighting, including the ones that we have now been like unveiled, that any of the things that have been picked up in some of the videos that I watched and all the scientists that I read who were trying to explain what they were, I don't believe that the ones that we can't identify, like the 701 in the study I read, are not something explainable and have nothing to do with aliens. That's what I believe. I'm telling you. But it doesn't. And I believe it so much that I don't even want to. Like, I just wish my body could be like, one of those was. And then I'd actually be like, that's fucking sick. But I just don't.
I think when I stop and I'm rational, I am the same as you. Because to me.
Oh, really? Damn it. I thought you were going
to
be like.
No, because as I try to play more rational, I think if it was real, it's just means so much more. Like, what? How do I explain this? Like, you can't just have one alien orb that's real, or just what they're just sending orbs and just watching us, and we are never able to capture
and
them.
And I love it. It's like you have a word for it, and it's orb.
And
like, it's
only
like,
the government has a communication and a hold and is saving some of their ships, and never has a pedestrian civilian come across an actual UFO crash or whatever. That. I don't know. Like, a news crew has never captured it in their lives. You know?
Yeah. I just feel I do know.
If
know,
one is real, the implications are so massive that there is an alien species either watching us, visiting us. And to me, it just feels less likely that that's all so secretive.
So
but
then
I'm, n- but the only difference for me is that I am like, it's not, I don't think it's impossible. Like,
I'm, give a lot more weight to that, which I like.
I'm like agnostic alien. Agnostic I think it's definitely alien. Possible.
And if, I think I'm okay.
What if the government came out and was like, we literally have alien bodies. And some of these things, yes, most of them are not. I'd be like, okay, like I kind of thought that could have happened, but I honestly didn't think that was likely. But now you've said it, okay.
Or, well, of course I would think that if, like, you know what I mean?
Okay, but yeah, of course if the government said it.
I'd be like, okay, whoa, wow.
Yeah, but so I don't know what else could tip me to that side.
No, I really, I think you said it without saying it. Like, I think you just, like, were processing out loud, but it's like, from what I heard from that is you're like, if I really stop to think about it, I become quite skeptical, but you really enjoy not being skeptical and really leaning into this, and it gives you a thrill, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and
that's
I'm a like, cool way and of one day dealing with we it. Might be like, okay,
yeah, and we have, don't
we
know.
Have proof of aliens, but we I just don't think sure. the hundreds and hundreds of things that exactly aren't, haven't been quantified as clearly something else, I just don't think those are aliens.
Know what it makes me think about? Something I was trying to process recently is I really like knowing things. Like, I have anxiety when I don't know things, which is why I love science. Because, like, even in high school, I loved, and math, just, like, knowing that the answer was right. And I had a hard time with, like, English and, like, arbitrary, what felt to me like opinions from a teacher. I'm like, was she tired? Like, I like, did she like it? Because, like, was she in a bad mood? And then she gave me a bad mark. Whereas, like, I can see why this answer is wrong, because it's like a biochemistry question where I didn't balance the equation right. Mm-hmm. And this is how you do it. And I think that for me, I'm more interested in the things we know.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
It's like, so this you don't even falls. Want to spend yeah, I'm time. Like, of course, there's so many things we don't know. And I just, there's so much that we do that I'd rather, like, that's where my focus goes. Where I can see a lot of people, it's the opposite. It's like, they'd rather be like, ooh, let's play with what we don't know. And I'm like, that's really interesting too. It just, my brain is primed a different way.
Yeah. And I think that there are lots of things through scientific history that we didn't know for a long time.
Yeah.
And then we went, holy shit, like, there's atoms? Like, you know, like, we really were like, didn't believe that germs
were
existed.
Like, oh, that disease was actually a tiny bacteria. I thought it was a horrible, evil spirit.
Yeah, and literally, there were people scientists who started saying that, and people would, like, think they were bad people.
Yeah, they thought they were, like, literally, like, witches.
Lying. Like, or they would be like, you're wrong. There's no such thing as germs in the air. Just, like, floating.
And they would honestly be hated, like, depending on the different part of science. Like, when people started to, like, figure out, like, even microorganisms, it's like they were shunned from society
because they were, it was like such huge changes wild. In society. And I'm not saying that the people who believe, like, it's not scientists who are being like aliens are real and no one's listening. It's like that is happening with climate change, but I just think that there is a place
my god, it's like, if you're gonna fucking believe in aliens, please at least believe in climate change. We have the science. And
anyway, I feel like I could talk about it forever.
This was great. I love this, and I really want you to make a video on, I'm saying now, so audience,
I just
watching
don't know how.
No, you do, you're really passionate and you have so much information, and it was really interesting to hear all those things.
But it's so much because it's just like, it's,
but that's what
real, how do you talk about something that's maybe not
you
real?
Just did, we just did. It's like, you like explain all the parameters and you give people the ability to understand where we're at and that there is unknowns. Like, you literally just did it.
Okay,
yeah, I just anyways, okay. So, like, if it never comes out, you now know that we didn't do it, but I think it's a great idea.
How many times have you said that? Okay, well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe, leave a comment.
And who knows, maybe an alien's listening to this. Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.